Dave Ramsey.com.
Okay, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, April 11th here at Gillette Stadium, and Tom is back. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you? We have Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, and Eric Scalvino in the house. Not a lot going on, but I'm sure some, you guys will think of something to
for once, we have some roster news, actually, which has been...
Oh, really?
It's been the exception rather than the rule this year, this offseason. The Patriots did make a signing this week. They signed, after all weeks of speculation about maybe Clark Hagans or some other inside or outside linebackers that might have been available, they finally picked up Jets linebacker Victor Hobson.
Is that you, Hobby?
That's him. All right. He's... Been in the league for about, 5 years now. He's a little on the shorter side, 6 feet, 252, around that range. Played mostly on the outside in the Jets 3-4 system. But coming here to New England, most likely be put in the inside, we would imagine. But that's the greatest need they have right now is concerns with age and depth. There are only 7 linebackers before this signing on the squad, and now Hobson makes 8. Still don't know if Sale's going to come back for a 19th year. Brewski's already signed on for another couple of years. But the Hobson signing, certainly, I guess, better late than never is the way to look at this. What do you think, Paul, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense from that perspective. I think what you said about playing inside probably makes sense also. I think that the Jets, for whatever reason, decided to work him on the outside. I think he better fits on the inside. With his size, 250, plenty big enough to play in there. And... you know, I don't think that he's a star. I don't think this is a Pro Bowler that they brought on. But I think for someone to put next to Brewski, and then if Sayal were to come back, I think you have probably a pretty good situation where you have 3 guys for 2 spots. And the key here, he comes in with knowledge of the system, having played for Mangini the last couple of years in New York.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing. You have a veteran. He's versatile. You can put him on the outside if you need him there if injuries come up. But I agree. I think he'll probably be on the inside. If Sayal comes back, you'll have that 3-man rotation.
Which worked very well for them last year.
And if he doesn't come back, you know, he'll start with Brewski probably on the inside. That's where I'm thinking that'll be, you know, at 250 pounds. He's got the size there. So I think it's, I mean, they didn't pay him hardly anything, so it's a good signing.
Right.
Yeah, 1-year veteran minimum contract. If it doesn't work out, you really haven't lost anything.
Do you think that might have any impact on why it took so long for him to sign? Do you think he was looking for a longer-term deal or maybe some more money elsewhere?
Yeah, I would think as a guy becoming a free agent for the first time, yeah. I mean, I don't think he was looking to sign a 1-year veteran minimum deal as an unrestricted free agent for the first time.
He needs to get a new agent.
Yeah.
And he certainly hasn't been terrible in the NFL. Like I said, he's played 5 years. His best years have been the last 3. 2006 was his career year. He had 100 total tackles, 66 solo, 2 passes defensed, an interception, 6 sacks. Those are pretty decent numbers.
He had a good year in 06, question.
And he was trending up to that point, and then last year had a little bit of a fall off, 62 total tackles, no interceptions, 2 sacks, but still nothing terrible. He's a consistent, solid player. Like you said, even if he's just in a rotational basis, they needed somebody young. He's 28 and relatively experienced because they had some young linebackers, but their experience, from what we've seen, isn't all that great. And they needed, speaking of Pierre Woods and Eric Alexander, one on the outside, one on the inside. The times we've seen them play, they haven't made the kind of impression that we wanted after a couple of years in this system.
Yeah, and you have to wonder about those guys if they're truly part of the defense, part of the plans on defense, because we've seen very little of them, Alexander and Woods. Now, it's funny, each of the last 2 years ended with one of those guys actually playing a reasonably big role on defense. And Alexander in the Super Bowl, Woods in the Super Bowl against the Giants, and Alexander the previous season in the AFC Championship against the Colts. I don't know if that translates to any time. It didn't really translate to any time on defense for Alexander in 07. So you have to wonder if Bill has the confidence in those guys to give them important roles this year.
What do you think this signing means for the draft and the number 7 pick, Tom?
Nothing. It doesn't mean a thing.
No,
it's you know, they weren't going to take an inside linebacker at seven anyway, let's be honest. But I think if there was a grit, if Maualuga was here, they would have still signed Hobson, and then they would have drafted Maualuga if they wanted him, because you got a one-year deal, veteran minimum. You're hoping he can come in, help your team win a Super Bowl. I mean, if he had a phenomenal year, I guess you would try to re-sign him. But it's probably a one-year thing. And listen, they still need young inside linebackers, have to get some. So I think you'll see a couple drafted this year somewheres in the draft.
Do you think this makes it any more likely that they may go for a guy like, if he's there, obviously Golston, but maybe like a Keith Rivers from USC, if he happens to fall at seven? Now you've got a young guy with experience on the inside. You've got maybe a future star on the outside.
Sure, I mean, Hobson is what he is in the NFL, you know, an okay player. Rivers could be a superstar in the NFL. You know, you're not going to not take a guy who you think could be great just because you signed Victor Hobson.
But I'm saying that you think that might give them a little bit more impetus to try to shore up that linebacker position with somebody at the number seven pick.
I think if there's a guy there they like, they'll take him. You know, I'm sure there's three or four guys they're looking at, and if one of them's there and they think that that's a good value pick, that's who they'll take.
Well, so there we stand right now, middle of April, prior to the draft. They have eight now linebackers on the roster. Still waiting to find out what's going to happen with Junior Seau, but for now, Lori, Victor Hobson is your newest New England Patriot. We'll be seeing him probably throughout the offseason in strength and conditioning program, maybe, and at the very least at mini camp in June. So
is that you, Hobby?
That's him.
Not bad at all. Thank you, Eric, and thank you, guys. Thank you for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.